Welcome back to Horizons, and I'm in conversation with Brother Tom Walsh. Volunteers are a huge part of what you do. When you're talking about volunteers who go out to projects and build and work, how do you recruit those? And are they young people or are they all ages?
They can be anyone who is willing to go out. And at the beginning, it was 6 weeks. Some of them were teachers in our schools, Lasallian schools in Ireland, our students as well. And we would bring them together, train them, prepare them. Enculturation is a big thing, so that prepared for what is going to happen outside. We'd live with the brothers and with the priests. We don't stay in hotels. At the beginning, we all brought our own sleeping bags, right? And we did our own cooking. But nowadays, things are better. The girls would stay with sisters, and like the sisters have the best of everything. So the girls were very well looked after.
Very well looked after.
While we would have to toughen it a bit. But the tougher the projects, the better. The volunteers would have to do their own fundraising. So,
are you talking about a lot of money?
Minimum of 3,000.
So if you wanted to go on a project like this as a volunteer, yes, you'd fundraise 3,000 euros.
You would. People might say, oh, it's very difficult to raise 3,000. It's extremely easy. And if people put their mind to it, get a bit of a committee together, organise a few things. Publicity, if people know what they're going out to do, the money is going to go there, and they come back with stories, and they're the people who recruit the next volunteers.
But some of that money is going to their travel, I presume.
Yes, a small bit of it would go to
get there and to get back.
There. Yes.
And what do they do when they're there?
Well, any of the projects that we'd be on, they would be mixing cement, carrying blocks, head pans, right, on their heads. We mightn't have had wheelbarrows or anything. And we used to mix the cement ourselves in the early years because there was no cement mixers. We'd be moving a scaffolding, bricks, blocks, digging foundations, whatever.
And now today, are they still doing that kind of simple work? Or
yes.
Are they driving machines?
We had fellas that were trained as engineers, and they would go out and do the basic things and keep their mouth closed that they're trained engineers. We let the locals, the masons, the carpenters, bricklayers, plumbers, they do it. And we hired them and everything.
So why are the volunteers going out at all?
It's an experience for them. And I can guarantee you, any volunteer that goes comes home a changed person forever. When they see what the reality is outside, the poverty that the people have to live with, right, their conditions, and then they look and reflect in their own lives and they see how affluent they are, how they have everything, and yet we're complaining and giving out. Many would say we'll never give out about electricity or potholes or the county council, right, because the roads are way worse. There might be power cuts, everything, the heat, and they really appreciate an awful lot. But when they see the poverty, right, and go and visit houses and everything, and the people have nothing, and the way we're welcomed, they'll bring us goats, they brought us chickens, live chickens, everything, and say, for ye. And we'll say, we have more than enough. That's their way of showing appreciation.
So it's really a very educational experience for anybody who goes out as volunteer.
Without a doubt. I think people go and they decide, oh, we're the experts, but they come back, change people forever. We have people that changed direction and went into humanitarian work full time when they came back.
So looking back, you're still relatively young, Tom, but would you have done anything differently?
I don't know. I think the most beautiful thing is visiting these communities. They don't have access to computers and all the wherewith of today. They're poverty stricken, but we help them in a small way. And I think education is the key.
But could you have done this work as a layperson?
Maybe, but you'd have to have it full time or something, right? Maybe, I don't know. But you wouldn't have the network and you wouldn't have the support. I think you'd be money driven. You'd have to have your salary and you have to look after a family. I don't. We don't worry about our own upkeep or whatever. It's just going there, being with the people and the impact it has on them. And it's often when we're coming away, they give us an unmerciful send off. And volunteers would be crying their eyes out. And the locals would be crying that we've made such a bond in 6 weeks or 4 weeks while we were there, and that will live with them forever. Plus the volunteers are the ones who recruit the next batch for the following year.
So when I say to you, any regrets though, is there anything you do differently?
I don't know, maybe we could have done more. Like if we had more finances and everything, you could probably put in several things. Some places had no electricity. I think one of the best projects we ever did was in Ethiopia, and it was up in the mountain, and there was no electricity, there was no running water, there was no tarmac, there was no shops, and yet it was one of the best experiences we ever had. Thank God there was only 6 men there that year, right? But it was tough, right? And the locals asked us after a while, why did you come here? We never heard of you. Why would you come and work? Why would you come and work and bring money? And you want nothing in return. And we built the multi-purpose hall for them. And the celebrations that they gave us and the send-off. And there was one guy there from Castle Island, Morris Lynch, was on that. And tough guys, tears coming when they were coming away. And we were there for a month. The love, the kindness and the hospitality that they show us. And they cried their eyes out to see us go.
Brother Tom Walsh, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning on Horizons. God bless the work. It sounds fantastic. And you haven't lost your graw for it.
No, I think it's looking back, I often think, is it a dream that we went to these places and did this work? I'm really proud of what we have done. And I look forward to the next number of years, getting old and getting grey and silver. We're going to be doing a few fundraisers in Waterford, right? There's a few of us going to dye our hair and shave, right? We've done it before, and we'll probably set up a GoFundMe page and people can contribute towards us. We'd love to get this project completed in 1 year. It's costing us 161,000, 8 classrooms. We built 4 in Waterford and it cost 1.4 million. They're not looking for that outside. They're looking for basic, simple facilities and they can run a school in a rural area.
Brother Tom Walsh, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning. And there will be a website up and running very shortly on the De La Salle brothers and the work that you're doing.
Thank you very much. And if people want to contact me, it's Brother Tom Walsh, De La Salle College, Newtown, Waterford. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for joining me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Grainne Quirk. Just a Thought for the following week is from Mick Joyce. Till this time, next Sunday morning, when my special guest is Dermot Walsh, living in the Carsfeen area, have a very good week. Thank you. Thank you.